Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Alice with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an increasing number of small businesses in North Queensland are now going cashless to protect staff due to the rise in crime and concerns for safety. Popular North Queensland coffee chain Annie's has gone cashless after a break-in in which the owner expressed concerns for her young staff members. The owner of a Townsville Red Rooster is also considering making the change after being targeted by thieves twice in June and July, where they threatened staff with knives and left with cash from the till. The Townsville Chamber of Commerce says the change to cashless will be a challenging transition and that not just physical aspects of crime should be considered, but also cybersecurity aspects.
Health Minister Sharon Fentiman has announced that a scalp cooling machine designed to reduce hair loss during chemotherapy will continue to support patients undergoing chemotherapy at the Gold Coast University Hospital. The machine was originally being used as part of a trial. However, the chair malfunctioned, which resulted in the trial being suspended. Queensland Health will work with Gold Coast University Hospital to reinstate the program, which has been an important service for women undergoing chemotherapy.
In national news, a new form of fast-acting insulin called FIASP has been added to the PBS. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler made the announcement this morning after a negotiation deal was struck with drug sponsor Novo Nordisk, who removed the products from the PBS in March. FIASP Penfill, which will be available from October under the same conditions as the previous PBS listing. The announcement comes as a parliamentary inquiry examining diabetes care continues.
The Australian Red Cross is urging Australians to prepare for upcoming natural disasters after research conducted by the Red Cross showed only 10% of Australians are actually prepared in the event of a serious disaster. Australian Red Cross Chief of Staff Penny Harrison says people living in Australia are clearly thinking about what may lie ahead, with 1 in 3 worried about heatwaves, bushfires, and nearly 1 in 2 expecting floods and heavy rain over the next 12 months. However, that concern is not translating into active preparation. Research also indicates that the more prepared a person is before a disaster strikes, the better the resilience and lower the post-disaster emotional impact experienced. Resources on how to be more prepared this summer can be found on the Australian Red Cross website.
In international news, a newborn baby has been found dead on a boat crossing the Mediterranean to Italy. The baby was born during the journey and died soon after birth en route to the island of Lampedusa, which has received 8,500 people this week. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni called on Friday for the European Union to act jointly to prevent people from crossing the Mediterranean from Africa, saying, quote, "The migratory pressure that Italy has been experiencing since the beginning of the year is unsustainable."
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to be 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
When I first met you, girl, you were so young, I freshly fallen snow, not even 20.